So you were kind of the, I know in your bio here, you're described as the chief architect of the 90s grunge movement. Does that seem like a fair assessment?
Well, definitely one of them. If not the chief, like, the, one of the chiefs.
And grunge, it kind of, it was like the backlash to Prague music, kind of, wasn't it, though?
Well, I think it was sort of a, not to Prague so much as to commercial rock.
Right.
Like the band, like the band you brought up, Whitesnake. I mean, really, I felt like at the time, most of the bands, most of the commercial rock bands on television were all sort of co-writing with the same two or three people, and all the songs sounded just the same, and all the videos looked the same.
Yeah.
And there was also, and this is a pretty important part of it culturally, there was a large separation between the bands and their audience, and it seemed to be encouraged by fans. You know, they wanted to see the rock band show up in a ridiculously long white limousine, and they wanted to see, like, the videos of Motley Crue taking the helicopter to the backstage to go play the show, and you saw that hip hop started to do that as well. Lately, but it's sort of separating the band from the fans, and I think a big moment culturally was the video of Smells Like Teen Spirit, where suddenly here's Nirvana, one guy's 6'6", one guy's like 5'5". They're just wearing sort of dirty, ripped up clothes in a dark environment. You can't really see them. Kurt's hair is sort of tangled and hanging over his face, and they basically, their song rocked harder. It was catchier and better than any commercial rock that's happening, but they looked just like the kids that were watching them on TV. They looked, these people who were watching them were going back to high school and hanging out with basically people that all looked the same, and they kind of united the audience back to the band. And that happens culturally in a cycle, I think, and it's very healthy. And that's what it was a reaction to. It was a reaction to this sort of rock star concept.
Yeah.
Now you have a new concept that you can ponder, which is that for the, like, now more than ever, because of Guitar Hero and Rock Band, which are these enormously, immensely popular games, there's a new generation that is learning about the mythical rock icon via these games at a time when the music industry can't create anymore. They cannot manufacture or create or in any way deliver a new rock icon, and yet the idea of being a rock icon is at its height of popularity. It's going to be interesting to see.
Have you played those games yourself?
No.
I mean, neither. I got a Strat at home, and I just tried to play that instead.
I'll just write the songs that they put on those games.